Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
Couple of fascinating numbers out Tuesday morning about the economy. On the one hand, it looks like we're beginning to see real signs of inflation, at least at the wholesale level. The producer price index is supposed to be up a tenth. It was up 0.4%. Even ex-food and energy was double what was expected. And the optimism at a group that, at least by my estimation, is usually not very optimistic, the small business area, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, continues at a pretty robust pace. So maybe things are going to be good for a while. Bill Dunkelberg is the chief economist for the National Federation for Independent Business. Puts a survey together, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. So it's been a year now that since this thing started upticking, since the election. It looks like there's some momentum, doesn't it?
Sure. Well, of course, it isn't quite a year. I mean, it didn't uptick until the day of the announcement that we had a change in the management team in Washington. And then we went from 95 to 102 and then to 105 in December. And then it's just been a wonderful streak since then. And that's good news. I mean, because one of the prerequisites for growth is to be optimistic about the future. You're not willing to bet on a future that you're not optimistic about. So that's good news.
Are they investing in plant and equipment and hiring people?
Well, the hiring has been really good. You know, we predicted about 250,000 for the last one, and that was pretty close. So that's been all right. Hiring plans are quite strong, remain strong. The number of firms with a job opening that they have trouble filling is at a record high level. I mean, so they need workers. They're looking for them. So that's all good. Capital spending has been still a little flat. I think that's probably waiting for the tax bill. I mean, so much uncertainty about what's going to be allowed and when and how. I think they're ready to pull the trigger because they're becoming more optimistic about business conditions and good time to expand your business. That's a longer term kind of view. That's looking really good. So I think we get a good tax bill, or at least find out what it is, then the spending will come forth.
You know, we saw cautious numbers for a long time, and at least seemed like for 5 or 6 years, healthcare was given as the primary excuse and the cost associated with it. Is that still a lingering fear?
Well, it's more than lingering. I mean, we send out 75 problems for our people to rank, and the top rank again, you know, is health care costs. Number two is the cost of complying with regulation and all the red tape. So that's a heavy tax burden. It's a regulatory tax. It's huge. And then number three on the list is taxes on profits. And then, of course, below that, it's complexity of the tax code, frequent changes in tax code, da 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 da. So taxes are a big issue. So 1, 2, 3, those are it. And in a sense, they're all taxes, but we need to see some relief there that'll help move things forward.
What about impact from all of these natural disasters? I can't remember a period when we had more hurricanes and fires and earthquakes and a lot of disruption.
And we have had, you know, I mean, the fires and earthquakes are not quite so big in the global picture or in our macro picture, but the hurricanes were. Certainly we did, you know, a good $200 billion worth of damage. You've already seen the results of that, and car sales are huge. F-150 truck sales is huge. So we're spending a lot of money replacing a lot of damaged stuff. And, of course, you look at Lowe's and Home Depot and so on, they're experiencing a lot of sales gains because people are trying to fix everything up. So, you know, that's certainly giving us a spur. We don't like spending resources to replace assets that we had, but you got to do it. So that work is going on, and that'll give us a boost to our fourth quarter GDP and first quarter GDP.
Can you say there's enough momentum now that this thing will perpetuate on its own, or do we need, you know, we need a tax cut right away to keep it going?
No, I don't think you need a tax cut. I mean, it's pretty clear that we're moving along. I think ultimately you need tax reform, because otherwise people become a little disappointed. I mean, part of the optimism about the future is we had a change in the management team that's a very different philosophy. And so I think our owners are out there thinking, we're going to get a tax change. We're going to get some changes to health care. They could be really good or not so good, but they'll all be better than what we have. That's where the positive comes from.
Dr. William Dunkelberg is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business. We always enjoy our chance with you. Thanks very much.
Oh, thanks. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.